So on the Tzias Mitzrayim on Parshas Bo, we know that the Haggadah Shel Pesach quotes and says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz lasois." And Moshe Omar Avraham Avinu yadu yateira ki gezaracha. So chishev es haketz lasois, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mechashev es haketz ki yadua. What it means is that we were supposed to be 400 years, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz, which is the 190, to be able to take us out of 210. Years that we were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. And the question is, how was it Yotzeh? So we know the scroll says already that there were two ideas here. One, what Rashi says, Yadu Etela ki ger yezaracha, that ger yezaracha starts from Yitzchok. And that's one halacha, that's what Rashi says. So from Yitzchok is 400 years, even though they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, but it starts from Yitzchok. The other matter says that the what made it is the Avodah Sparach. The Avodah, the Klal Yisrael worked very hard for the amount of years that made up for the 210 years and turned the 210 years into a total of 400. So the Brisk Rav explains what does it come to answer. So the Brisk Rav says, because if you look at the Pasuk, the two Inyonim, the one is Gerus, ki ger yezaracha, and then the other one says, Vavodum ve'in waysam. So each Medrash is trying to answer something else. The idea that Be'itzchok, it counts from Yitzchok, that's only the Gerus, but there was no Avoida in Inoy. Mash'enke, the Avoida Sparech, that Koshi Ashibu, that doesn't answer the Gerus, because still there's only. So that will say that the suffering was 210 years. Okay? So which means it was a concentrated Inoy. So that's what stated in the Brisk Rav. But the problem is, if you pay attention, really, the Pasuk is saying, he is telling you that there are two things. What are the two things? The Avoida, the Inui, right? And besides the Inui, the concept of Gerus, Kigir Yezaracha. But if you pay attention, you realize that the idea is that you do all three things. And then it says Vavodum Ve'inuisam. So lechoira, there were not two things, but there were three things. So lechoira, the Koshi Ashibud answer is Ve'inuisam, the suffering of 100 years. Ger Yezaracha counts from Yitzchok, the Gerus. But the problem is, where's the Vavodum? The Brisk Rav ignores it. But the answer is the Parshas Drochim already points it out. It says, if you look at the Gemara in Brocha, it says, "Bichus noshim tzidkanyos yotzo v'isid in Mitzrayim." Explains the Parshas Drochim that Kodesh Baruch Hu made, because of noshim tzidkanyos, that they made sure that the husbands had relations, that they had children. Kodesh Baruch Hu made that the Brocha was, it were shisha bekeres echot, six children were born together. So, therefore, that answers the Avodah. So it comes out that there are three things. There is Kiger Yezaracha, that starts from Yitzchok. That's number one. Then Vavodum is the output of work. And the output of work, that goes, and how do you have it in 210 years? The output, so says the Parshas Drochim, because the amount of people that they were born in 210 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the same number of people that had to be born in 400 years. So the output of work was the same. And then there's a law of the Inuism, the suffering. So the suffering was concentrated. You can't produce more just because you make it suffering. But the suffering of Avodah Sparach, the Koshi Ashibud, made in 210 the same amount of suffering that's supposed to be in 400 years. So interestingly enough, the Brisk Rav only focuses on two, which is Vavodum, right? The Inuism, I'm sorry, the Koshi Ashibud. And he also focuses on Kigeri Yezaracha. And he doesn't break it in three. And the question, why doesn't he break it into three? But even more, but why the Kodesh Baruch have to be precisely the words three halachas to be had? Kigeri Yezaracha, Vavodum, Ve'in Waysam, and each one of them had to be 400 years, and therefore had to be some kind of a whole cheshbon, how to make from the 400 to 210 years. Why is that so important that Yetzias Mitzrayim goes through these three processes? That's question number one. Question number two, Reb Chaim, in the Haggadah, goes into the dual language of the Haggadah. Always there is a dual language. We say on the Brocha, Al Geuloseinu Ve'al Pdus Nafsheinu. Mi Mitzrayim Gealtanu U'mibes Avodim Pedisonu. So this always, and then it says the pasuk, it says in the Brocha, Me'avdus Lechirus U'mishibud Legeula. What is this dual language always? So Reb Chaim was used to say, because if you look at it, there is a very big difference between Geula and Pdus. Geula is a transfer of physical, actual ownership. Tigula titnu l'aretz, transfer of possession. That's Geula. But then Pdus, notion Pidyon. Pidyon is redemption. Redemption doesn't mean that you change physically, but there was some kind of a metaphysical chalois. Like Pidyon, like let's say you do a Pidyon of Ma'aseh Sheni. There's a chalois shem Ma'aseh Sheni, and you send the chalois Ma'aseh Sheni. So says the Reb Chaim, because in Yetzias Mitzrayim there were two things. There was a change in the Avdus, but there was the halacha that we became ois shem eved. Haraya, the pasuk says, ki avodehem velo avodim lavodim. We became avdei Hashem before the avdei paroi. So says Biskrov, that's why the Brocha stresses al Geulosein. Geulosein is the Geula, the transfer possession that now we don't have to work for power anymore. Ve'al Pdus Nafsheinu, our nefesh, from the spiritual sense, we changed from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. That's why the quotes arrive from the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Omar Paro le Moshe. I'm sorry, Omar Moshe le Paro. Moshe told Paro, Emor hare atem b'shuschem. You should go ahead and announce to Klal Yisrael, you are in your own reshus. Harei atem avodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yischil paro tzoveach l'sheover hayitem avadai. So that's why you need to have a shichur. It's not enough to free them that they shouldn't have to work. You have to give a shichur because there are two things. That's why it says always, al geuloseinu v'al pdus nafsheinu. And that's me'avdus l'cheirus is the actual work, and the other one was, so the Avdus Lechir is the Shem Eved to the Shem Ben Choyri, and the other one is Mishibud Legeula. Interestingly enough, here, this stress is always on this duality. Mimitzrayim Gealtanu, from the Zayim, Mibeis Avodim Pedisonu. But we just said that the Gal, the Avdus, was divided into three. Kigir Yezaracha, and then Vavodim Ve'inoisam. But on the Geula, we only stress two. So the Kasha is the Biskrov, there says only two, but Lemaise becomes only two. And if you go even deeper, you could say that those are the two mitzvahs, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Vayerech, Mitzvoseses Bedamayech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs, Dama Pesach and Dama Mila. Now, why is necessary those two mitzvahs? Because that's Geula Sin V'Apotus Nafsheinu. The Korban Pesach is the Avoida. Ma Avoida Hazoi Slachem is the beginning of Avoida, the first the mitzvah. So that's the Avoida before. The Mila is the Shem Mohol that's on us. That's done to the person even before he has a choice, even before he has any, when he's 8 years old. That's a Chalois Shem. So Keneged Pudus Nafsheinu, there's the mitzvah of Mila. Keneged the Geuloseinu, which is the freedom of work, that's the Avodas Hashem, which is Korban Pesach. That's why you needed the two mitzvahs. But again, you have two mitzvahs. Where is the third one? Where is the third one, which is the concept of Avodah Avinu, so that the Pasuk stresses and breaks it? And the third question is the following. Says the Ramban on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Shmois, on the Pasuk, Lechu Lesivui Seichem, says the Chul Sibri Seichem. So Rashi says, Nimlachtam Sheshlach Sibri Seichem. Paro told Moshe, you go back to your homework. But they didn't have to work. Shevet Levi didn't have to work. But that's why Moshe Be'aron were able to appear in the palace by basically at any time, because they didn't have to work. The work, Shevet Levi didn't have to work. And that's what he says. It says Rambam v'nochnu ki kol avoida sa'odom bebayis nikraken u'mina becholam dios chachmu meritorosam. The minag is that in a chenam that always there is the spiritual leaders don't work. And you look at it, and you see, by the way, that Rav Rudman was used to tell me that on the Parsha, on our Parshas this week, Parshas Beshalach, and he told me once that he told me a word, and he says, listen, this word, I'll put you in the tradition, in the chain of command. I heard this word, Rav Rudman tells me, you should tell your children that you heard from me. I heard this from the Alta Slapotka, who heard from the Alta of Kelem. And the Alta of Kelem, from what I remember, he heard from Zundel Misalant. But maybe he heard in between from Besor Salant, who heard from Zundel Misalant, who from his way heard that word from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner heard it from the Gro, and the Gro is Kibosh Pi Agvura. So it's a direct line. And the Pasuk is Vayugad Lefaroi Kiboracham, Vayafech Leivav Paro Yelaham. So the Gro asks, one second. First he says, Vayugad Lefaroi Kibaracham. Then Vayafech Levav Paroi El Ha'am. Calls Klausor a nation. But then he asks, Mazois Asinu Kishlach Nisisrol Mevdeinu. Why it's such an inconsistent language? Either use Israel or use Am. Why do you switch? So the Gro says, because that's the idea, Vayafech Vayugad Lemelech Mitzrayim Kiboracham was taught Paro, the Am. Am is nation, is the lowest part of the nation. Loshon Gecholim Oimimois. It's like coals which are being extinguished. People were very close to extinguish. So he heard that people who ran away to Matan Torah were not Etam Dechachomim, were even Amaratim. Vayugad Lemelech Mitzrayim Kiboracham. Then he goes back, Vayafech live, of course, he was very wondering, Kiboracham, why did the Am leave? So he realized, you know why? Mazoi Sassin, what did we do? Kishilach Nisisom Lovdein, we took away the Talmid Chachom from work during Mitzrayim. So you're not the Mishilach Nisisom Lovdein now. Why that we were, wow to us that we let Shevet Levi not work in Mitzrayim, because by not working, they were able to be much better than everybody else. So Shevet Levi didn't work. And the question is, that's very, very unfair. Why? Shevet Levi didn't have to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it was important for Klal Yisrael to go through the process of Avonim Ve'inu Eisam, imagine how Klal Yisrael felt that they didn't have to, that Shevet Levi didn't have to work. And also, interestingly enough, they didn't have to work, but the Gzeir of Kiger Yezaracha, they did have to go through. Is that the question? They still have to be in Mitzrayim? So why did the Baruch split? Vavodum being Weisom, for some reason Shevet Levi is scot-free. But the aloha of Geri Ezaracha, they do have to go through. What's the dichotomy? So to answer these questions, what's the idea of the two, of the Brisk Rav, and why the two are really three, the idea of Shevet Levi, we'll learn what the Megala Mukis says. Says the Megala Mukis, Yitzias Mitzrayim comes to be Mesaken three generations. The three generations, the Dor of Enosh, Azuchal Likri B'Shem Hashem, the Dor Mabo, and Dor Paloga. And he says those three generations is connected the word Mea. Al Tikri, the Pasuk says, Ma'al Shem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Al Tikri Ma'ela Mea. And Mea is Mabo Enosh in Hapaloga. Those are connected, those three. That's why Avram Avinu, if you're one of the Tzirufim, the word Avram is Bar Mea. He is the one who is outside, who is the son, who is the product of the Mea. Mea is Mabo Enosh in Hapaloga. And that's why Avram Avinu had to be 100 years old when he gave Leah to Yitzchak. To tell him that the late of Yitzchak is the tikkun of these three generations. Says the Megala Mukis, that's what the Pasuk says, HaMechase Ani Me'Avrom, HaMechase Ani Me'Avrom, is Rosh HaTevus Me'a, which are the three generations. And this is the tikkun that comes to be Mesaken, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Comes to Pesach in these three generations. Explain, those are three oyers. There are the three oyers. One, the Balami, there is Or Achitzu, Or Hapnimi, and Or Makif. And this is the oyer pon Pnei Melech HaChaim. Pnei Melech HaChaim is Pnimi, is Makif, and is Chitzu. Right? And that's what the Zohar says, Vayoymer Yoyer, Doy Yoyer, and it goes on to go to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those three Oyers. Keneged, Elo three Oyers is Keneged, those three generations, Enosh, Mabel, and Paloga. And we have to understand, what does that mean? Those three generations. How Yetzias Mitzrayim comes to be Mesakin. And how does that relate to the Or Makif, Pnimi, and Chitzein? And he says, the Sefer HaPardes, that over the Dora Mabel is called HaBen HaYeloilad Tashlichu. And Kenege, Dora Paloga, it says, Vayafetz HaOm LeKoishesh Kash Lateven. Okay? And those are the three. And the question is, where is Enosh? So the Bnei Soscho says, the Doir Enosh is Keneged also, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is also Hitzifah Levin Samei Abavo, Shlish HaOilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu actually, as we know, that part of the ocean went up on Dora Mabo, so, on Dor Enosh, and that's what Kol HaBen HaYeroi Tashlichu, is not only the Mabo, is also Keneged Dor Enosh. That's what state in the Megillah. The question is how and why this comes to be Mesaka, that how is related to, and why more? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimoch. Interestingly enough, the pasuk says more, which is Babel and Apologa, and for some reason Enosh is only Al Tikri Mo Elamea. Why is Enosh not part of the word? The pasuk says Ma Hashem Elokecha Mea Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimoch. What is right? Ma, and you read Mea. And also Hapaloga, it should have been not called Hamabel, it's called Mem Mabel, and Hey of Hapaloga. Hey, which is the Hey idea. One second, that doesn't make any sense. Either you called Mabel, Paloga, and Enosh, that, but then doesn't work, or you called Dor Hamabel, Dor Hapaloga, and Dor Enosh. Why do you put the Hey on the Hapaloga and not on the Mabel? To answer all of this, we'll explain what is Dor Enosh. Dor Enosh, steht in Rambam, in Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Bimei Enosh Tov Bnei Odom Tolz Gdoila, V'nivara Eitzas Chachmo Yisador, V'Enosh Atzmoi Hoye Min HaToyim. And what Tosam? Hoyel V'Akel Bor HaKoy Chov Imeilu V'Galgalim Lern Negis HaOyel V'Notam Mamora V'Chilek Lim Kovet, Shins HaKudosh Baruch Hu give Kovet to the different hierarchies of the stars of the Meiros, v'hem shamoshim ha'meshamshim lefonov, le'wim ha'meshabchem ulefar v'lechlogim kovet, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them importance, they believed that we, as humans, have to give kovet to those Meiros and to those intermediaries. And once you give them kovet, you actually made them into gods, made them into intermediaries, made them into unities, and you create them into Avodah Zarah. The idea of Enosh, the Gro explains in Adres Eliyahu that the concept of Enosh, the word Enosh in Arabic means to forget in shame. Because Adam and Chase, they realized that they didn't have a natural life. Chase knew he didn't have a grandfather. But by Enosh, it was easy to forget that you're part of something bigger. That's the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Shem Shmuel says, and Shem Shmuel is in Parshas Noach, that Akina Taiva VeHakoved, the misplaced of Kovet, is the concept of Dor Enosh, which is Keneged Avodah Zarah Shvichus Domim in Giri Arayos. That generation is the beginning of Avodah Zarah. And the concept of Avodah Zarah is that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's everything, but then you realize that the intermediaries have value, and you give value to them. Kibiyochol, you make them outside of the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's Keneged Avodah Zarah, it's Keneged the misplaced idea of Kovet. Lechoyle, that's the pshat Keneged Doir HaMakif. Doir HaMakif is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makif Ha'olomis, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. Nothing really exists. The beetle of the Or HaMakif is the concept of Dor Enosh. But this is just realizing, believing that the world is on the reshus bifnei atzma. The two avoidances is that once the world is the reshus bifnei atzma, which is the concept of Avodah Zarah, of Kovet, then how to worship, how to do the Avodah, how does a person relate and do, that's the two generations of Mabul and Apologa. The Dor Enosh establishes the Aleph, establishes the Rishus. And then you have the concept of Avodah. The concept of Avodah mitzad ha-chesed, the distortion of chesed, is the distortion of Dorma Babel, that they wasted their potential. That's why they didn't have any controls and boundaries. That's Dorma Babel. That's why they were nanash with water, which is the source of potential. Says in the Meshem Shmuel, that's the keneged the Yisur of, that's the keneged the Yisur of Gilui Arayas. That's keneged Taiva. Dor Apaloga is the Hea Yediyah. They believed. So the ones which had lack of control, Chesed, which is the potential, completely uncontrolled, is Dor Hamab. The Dor Apaloga is taking that they wanted to bring a Migdol Veroyshe Bashamayim. The Migdol Veroyshe Bashamayim is that they wanted to control everything. Instead of having a Kudosh Baruch Hu controlling us, they wanted to control everything, which is the same way is the opposite, is Midas Adin to the utmost. That's the distortion of Midas Adin. So that is Kemeget Shvichos Domim, not Shvichos Domim, that you separate the Neshama from the Guf. Because the Neshama is to be Mashpia on the Guf. They wanted the Guf to be Mashpia on the Neshama. That's the ultimate Kina. They had the Kina, the mind separations, Boyu Vedaisi Momelchoma. You realize that the two Tikkunim for those two, in other words, Enosh created the Mokoim, the space for rebellion. How to rebellion is how to distort the two basic koichos of the Bria, which is Mabul and Apologa. That's why the Apologa is the Hei idea. They wanted to take the Hei idea to the maximum, to believe that they know everything and they control everything. That's why the tikkun of those two is Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is something that the world is giving form. That's why his oisius is creating boundaries, is creating all the concept of boundaries, the concept of definition, a mission, exactly the opposite of Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPaloga. That's why Beshagamu Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is the tikkun of Dor HaMabul. Dor HaPaloga is they wanted to control everything. The tikkun of that is Torah Shebaal Peh, which Torah Shebaal Peh is the control of everything, but the realization that our control is to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate opposite of Shvichus Domim. Nitzchuni Bonai is Boyu Venasei to Milchoma, but not win over him, but to give up to him. Those are the two tikkunim. So if you realize Mitzrayim, that's why Ma Hashem Rekecha Shoel Mimoch, the Ma is Mabul and Apologa. That's the Avodah, because that's the Avodah before. The Avodah before, the distortion is one, is to put boundaries, is to go against Chesed, and the other one is to relinquish control. To control by relinquishing control. That's Apologa. But what is the source of all of this? Is the hidden Aleph, the belief that the world is under the Shus Bifnei Atzma. If you look at the Oiris, the Or HaMakif is Kineged Dor Enosh. The Or HaChitzo in the Dor HaPnimi. Dor HaPnimi is the Chesed that we can appreciate in this world. That's Kineged Dor HaMabul, which is the distortion of Chesed. The Or HaChitzo is the creation of boundaries, the creation of Kelim. That is Dor HaPaloga. Dor HaPaloga created that boundaries too much, believing that now we are, the boundaries are such that we can actually control him. And the Or HaChesed is the concept is that they had no boundaries inside the Kli. So the distortion of Or HaMakif is Dor HaPaloga, Or HaChitzoin is Dor HaPaloga, Dor Enosh is Kineged Dor HaMakif, Dor HaPaloga, the separation, that's why it's Paloga, right? That's the idea, the Misham Notzu Koloretz, that break of that is the Kelim, which is Dor HaChitzoin. Dor HaPnimi, the one who distorted it, is Dor HaMabul. Mimele could understand that Tzias Mitzrayim was an experience. We went to a strange land to realize that we went to a place that we don't belong. The world, Elam Hazeh, the belief that this reality is not a real reality. To be able to mesaken Dor Enosh, what the reality is, is Girya Zaracha. That Girya Zaracha is the feeling that we have to realize that the Olam Haz, we don't belong here. The reality that we see is a constructed reality. The world is all bottled to Kudush Bohu. That concept that we are separate is not real. The opposite of Dor Enosh that gave COVID to somebody that didn't deserve COVID. Girya Zaracha is a tikkun Dor Enosh. Therefore, everybody had to go through it. And that's the tikkun of Dor Enosh. And that is connected what we Chazal say. Rav Utner always says that there are two forces of Ra. One of them are called the Arba Malchus, and the other one are called the Shiva Samini. The Arba Malchus, the concept is that they want to be kings instead of Kudosh Baruch Hu, not realizing, making themselves into the Shus Bifnei Atzman, not realizing that we are Kigir Yezaracha. And Mitzrayim is the beginning of that. That's why the Pasuk says, Rishis Oni Bo Alecha. They don't start from worshiping Hashem. They make themselves a mefistios b'knei atzma. That's the koyach and the realization of Enosh. But then on Seder HaAvoida, what does Shiva Samim? Shiva Samim, they don't want to replace the Kodesh Bobo. They want to stop us from going to that soul, which is the Makom HaAvoida. Shiva Samim may not want to stop HaAvoida. In life, there's this duality. One aspect of it is the Mokum, which is the space to create for rebellion, and something that's not the process of rebellion. On the process is this duality, which is Chesed Edin, Dor HaMabur, Dor HaPaloga. On the space to create the ability to rebel is Dor Enosh. Therefore, Mitzrayim has two things. Mitzrayim describes right. There are two, which are three. There is one concept, Gigir Yezaracha, that's not from Yitzchok. And then there is a dual concept of the work, which is Vavodim, the concept of work that you have to produce. That's the opposite of Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMabul wasted the potential. Here you have to produce. And then the idea is that you don't control everything. That what you do sometimes is wasted. That's Avodas Barach, like Moran says, that you build things and then you have to destroy them. The tikkun of Avodas Barach is the tikkun of Dor HaPaloga, the concept of Avodim Tenev Dor HaMabul. But it's really three, but it's only two. Because one is connected, that idea of the space, which is the hidden Aleph, which is connected Dor HaMakiv, that's connected Dor Enosh, is Vavodum. It's Girya Zaracha. Vavodum, the Inuysav, is the concept of Avoida, connected the concept of Zman, the concept of producing, the concept of process. That's connected Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPaloga, and they are together. And that's why the Pasuk always says, the Brocha always divides into two. Geuloseinu vel Pdus Nafsheinu. Pdus Nafsheinu is the Shem Etzem. It's not the Avoida. It's the reality. The Pidyon HaNefesh. That's Kenegad Dor Enosh. And then Geuloseinu is the actual Avoida. The actual Avoida, which is here, is Chesed and Din, which is the duality. And therefore, the Brocha always stresses that Geuloseinu vel Pdus Nafsheinu. Mimitzram Yaltan Bisavon Pidisonu. Two, but there are really three. Two means the two Shoroshim of the Avoida, which is Keneged Dor Enosh, which is the concept of Avoida Zora, which is the Keneged, the Mokum, the hidden Aleph, Dor HaMakiv, and the two together, which is Dor HaChitzo, Dor HaPnimi, that is the concept of Avoida, which is Nichlot in Yuloseinu. That's why you look at Levi, Shevet Levi, the Hakora that all belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we are strangers in a place that doesn't belong to us. This is not that this is our mokum. This is not the real reality. The idea of Kigir Yezaracha applies to Levi also. Levi didn't have to go to the concept of the Avoida because they never were going to go into Elam Hazeh. They are the ones who are doing constantly. They are the Oiv de Hashem, Be'etzem. They were the Oiv de Hashem already in the time of Yaakov Avinu, Ketay Levan Yishi. So, to mecha veurecha liish chasidecha. So they were not involved in Elam Hazeh. So they didn't have to go through the nisyonis and the limudim of Dor HaMabul or Dor HaPaloga because they already nivdal lavoidas Hashem from Elam Hazeh mibeten. So they didn't have to go through the gate, through the avoida. Pashenki and the gerus, they did have to go through because that concept of gerus, the realization that Elam Hazeh is nothing which is the soid of Dor Enosh, which is the hidden Aleph, everybody had to go through. Therefore, Levi, although he didn't have in the process of avoiding to go, but the concept of the hakor of the mokum and the reshus to ger to know ki ger yezarach, he did have to go through the process. So we realize that the whole avoid of Mitzrayim and the whole process comes from a shortage which is much higher. The concept of Avrom, which is the Ben Me'ashona. Ben Me'ashona is this concept of this three-dimensional Ilomis. One of them is the Hakora, which is the Olam Abriya, which is the Hakora of what the world belongs, Geri Zaracha. But then the process of Avoda, which is Keneged Yitzira and Asiya, which is Keneged the Mem and the Hey, which are not hidden behind. That's the Ma, which is Keneged the generation of the Mabul and Hapaloga, and that's all the Tikkun Mitzvah is right.